This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I'm glad you are here today because I'm going to blow your mind for just one second. Now, if you're listening to this on the date on which it airs, which is September 1st, 2016, we are now officially only 4 months away from 2017. Now, if you're listening to this after the original air date, we're even closer than that. We are, as of right now, 70% of the way through 2016. And you know as well as I do that September, October, November, and December are going to fly by. And then 2017. I used to get increasingly anxious as the year went by. So the later in the year we got, the more anxious I would be. And I'd feel this growing pressure because I had these goals, but I wasn't making progress. The goals really mattered to me, but I wasn't where I told myself I would be as we got closer to the end of the year. And so what would happen is I'd start creating these ridiculous, unsustainable strategies for rapid weight loss because I felt this pressure like, oh my gosh, this time is going by and I'm not doing what I should be with the time. But these strategies, these ridiculous things that I would say, all right, well, there's only 4 months left, so what I'm going to do is, you know, not eat this anymore and work out 27 times a day and blah, 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 all this crazy stuff. Those were fantasies. They really were, because they weren't at all rooted in reality. They weren't all rooted in what I could do or would do. They were just unsustainable fantasies, right? And I think many of us waste a whole lot of time and effort fantasizing about weight loss or fitness, fat loss. We create this beautiful vision of perfection, only eating fat loss friendly foods, crushing our workouts every single day, not giving in to any temptation, pure perfection and extreme compliance. And it's a fantasy. It really is. That's certainly how I used to view things as we got closer to whatever end date was coming up, which often is the end of a year. And part of that fantasy was rapid weight loss that of course I would keep off in my fantasy. But here's what happened. As soon as my reality didn't match the fantasy, I got down. I felt like I failed. I quit. It wasn't fun. I couldn't do it. We don't realize that these are fantasies. In our mind, they're like a plan. But when the plan is not rooted in your capabilities, in what you are really truly able to do in real life, it's a fantasy. And I want all of us to let go of the fantasies and reclaim the energy that we waste, the time that we waste on these fantasies, and instead put our attention on reality, on the present moment, on what is, not what we think we could maybe magically create. No, let go of the fantasy and bring yourself to reality. See things as they are. The reality is you are where you are. You've done what you've done. What can you do today, realistically? Accept reality and make the best of it, right? Move through every day, not wishing for this perfection, this fantasy you're going to create tomorrow, but capitalizing on the reality that is today. Because when I would create these fantasies, they were based on things I'd never do, things I'd never follow through on, right? And as I would get closer to the end point, whether it was the end of the year or the end of the month, I would just be like, well, screw it. And then I would move the fantasy down the road and say, beginning on January 1st, that's it. That's my thing. I'm all in. And I had to stop fantasizing. That single change alone could be a game changer for you. I'm not going to create any more of these unrealistic fantasies. And now I could deconstruct everything that's wrong or flawed or straight up not true or not helpful about that approach of drafting these fantasies and then not following through, but that's not what we're going to do today. What we're going to do is talk about how to capitalize on the time that we do have, on the 4 months left in this year and how we can really make progress. No crazy strategies, no crazy crash diets, no lists of rules that we have to follow. A couple of weeks ago, I did a podcast, and I think it might be one of my favorites so far. It was episode 219, and it was how to make your bad days good days. And I talked about the importance of finishing strong, right? Because so many times we write off days where we've struggled to make good choices, and so we just feel like, oh, well, I blew the day, so I might as well eat cookies all night long. I talked about the importance of finishing strong. No matter what choices you make, whether you're making the last 10 minutes of your day a strong finish or the last 2 hours of your day a strong finish, deciding that no matter what happens, you always finish strong. And I want us to apply that same exact theory to the year. I don't care what you did or didn't do with the last 8 months. I don't care if you've gained weight. I don't care if you've lost weight. I don't care if you've maintained. It doesn't matter. It's gone. It's done. In these last 4 months, we can make progress. Now, these last 4 months of the year are often the time of the year where people struggle the most. I hear you know, kids are going back to school, there's Halloween candy already in the stores, there's Thanksgiving, there's holiday parties, there's vacation, there's all sorts of stuff. I know, that's my reality too, right? And that's going to happen every single year. But it doesn't mean we need to be like, oh, well, you know, screw it, we'll start in January. No, this year we are going to make progress in these last 4 months of the year. I remember a phone conversation probably like 2 years ago now that I had with one of my one-on-one clients. It was around this time of year and we were trying to establish a goal between where we were in early fall through the end of the year. And she was like, well, I have to consider, you know, that there's like Halloween and there's Thanksgiving and there's Christmas and there's holiday parties, you know, all that stuff. And I said, wait, time out. We're talking about 4 months. And you're saying that approximately 4 days should force you to modify your goal? They're days, they're not seasons, right? I mean, if you want to go hog wild on Christmas and eat everything you see, cool, fine, whatever. But these upcoming months include holidays. Days, single days. It's only a season of overindulging if you choose for it to be, and I think you're ready to make a different choice. I think you've done that enough times. Do you have any more to gain from that? Like, is there anything more that the CVS Christmas candy or Halloween candy can give to you? Isn't what it takes from you greater than what it can stand to give you? I want you to make a different choice this year. I want you going into 2017 feeling proud, feeling hopeful, feeling accomplished, having made progress that no one can take from you, feeling like it's easier than it was in August or September, like you're stronger, and we can use these next 4 months to create that feeling. There is no on again, off again. There is no forward or backward. What it is one choice. Here comes another choice. Here comes another choice. Time doesn't stop because you're making great choices or you're not making great choices. It keeps on rolling. One more choice, one more choice, one more choice. And you can capitalize on each one as it comes your way. So let's talk about strategies. What are some of the things that you can do to begin capitalizing on the 4 months left in the year that are absolutely going to fly by so that you can master some things that you are struggling with and take advantage of every choice as it comes up? Now, obviously, I have to start with this one. If you haven't already, start a food journal. Between now and the end of the year, commit to writing down what you eat and how it makes you feel, period. That's it. If you haven't done that yet, if you've been hearing me say that over and over and over, but you haven't bit the bullet and do it, go buy a notebook, create a Word document on your computer. I don't care what you do. Write it on the back of receipts. Say to yourself, between now and the end of the year, one of the strategies I'm going to employ is I am going to start a food journal. I don't need to belabor that point because I've done full episodes on what it is and how it works and the benefits of it, why you need to do it. I will link those up in the show notes, but if you haven't done that, then I would say that is one thing that can be a game changer for you in these last 4 months of the year. Here's a different idea. I was thinking about this the other day, and I actually like this idea so much, I'm doing it myself. What you can do is go buy a stack of index cards. You can get them for like 99 cents, right? And count out one card for every day remaining in the year. So this podcast airs on 9/1. So as of September 1st, if you were to count out one card between now and the end of the year, that's 122 cards. So you get a stack of 122 index cards. Every morning, what I want you to do is take one card. And on one side of the card, I want you to write down one thing you can and will do on that day to make progress, to move in the direction of your goals, to improve your choices. So you're just going to take one card and you're going to say, what is this one thing that I am willing and able to do today to move in the direction of my goals? Write that down on the card. Then flip the card over. And on the opposite side of the card, I want you to write either an affirmation or just a simple phrase or a word that reflects what you want and who you want to be, right? I'll give you a couple of examples. One that I did the other day, I took my card and I wrote down that the one thing I could do on that day to move in the direction of my goals was to really crush my workout. So I wrote, I will bring my best effort to today's workout. And then on the flip side, I flipped the card over and I wrote a Nike slogan that really inspires me. I wrote, defy limits. So I had my card and I carried it around with me all day. And when I had a minute, I would pull it out and I would look at it. My one thing was to bring my best effort to my workout. And then on the flip side, it said, defy limits. Now, one little thing that I like to do that just helps me sort of, I don't know, reinforce the message is I write my name on both sides of the card. So I write Elizabeth. And then I write, I will bring my best effort to today's workout. And then I write Elizabeth. Defy limits. Because then it's not just this ambiguous random thing. I am talking to myself. It is an instruction. Elizabeth, defy limits. For me personally, it just has a little bit more weight and a little bit more power. And I'm all about grabbing those little advantages wherever I can. Now, your card might look totally different. You might commit to having a fat loss friendly breakfast, or maybe to bringing your lunch to work instead of going out or eating out of the cafeteria wherever you work. Or you might commit to preparing a fat loss friendly dinner. It might be that you commit to going to bed before 10 p.m. or stocking up on fat loss friendly groceries, right? On your affirmation side, you might write, do it anyway, or I can do hard things, or just for today. And then carry that card around with you. Now, the next day, you get a new clean card, a totally blank slate, and you do the same thing. What is one thing that you are willing and able to do on this day to move in the direction of your goals, and then flip it over and write your affirmation or your mantra, or your power word on the back side, and carry that card around with you. Execute on that one commitment each day. I feel like sometimes we just overcomplicate the process by expecting too much. And this goes back to those sort of fantasies that I was talking about. I'm going to eat clean. I'm going to pack my lunch. I'm not going to snack. I'm not going to eat after dinner. I'm not having any alcohol. I'm working out every day. And simple things become complicated when we just expect too much. And it holds us back from action when it comes to fat loss and fitness and our goals, because in our heads, we've created these massive expectations. And this card exercise, one card, one commitment per day, reminds you to reel in your expectations. Make one commitment, keep it, move on. When the day is gone, you have a new blank card, a fresh slate every single day. And the cool thing about these cards is that you can reuse them. Wouldn't it be fun to take those roughly 122 completed cards that you've made between now and the end of the year, and then on January 1st, use them, right? Draw a card every single day and do that work, because you now have this deck of cards. Or if you did this exercise for a full year, you would have 365 cards with affirmations and singular foci for the day, foci being the plural of focus, because, you know, I was a Latin major and I like to be a geek sometime. But anyway, you can say focuses, it's cool, it's wrong, but you know, whatever. Anyway, I digress. The other thing about this is that you naturally tend to expand your focus, especially when you start to see progress. Or on the flip side of that, if you aren't doing the work and you kind of do what I did and you panic as the end of the year gets closer, and then you need to do all of the things because you have to get those results. And this card exercise is really going to help you narrow things down. I get so many emails from people who say, I'm really struggling on focusing on just one thing. Well, then this card exercise might be really valuable for you because it makes it concrete. Now, the other option, if the card thing doesn't resonate with you, you can pick one thing that you're going to do every single day between now and the end of the year. So instead of having a new thing every day, you can say between now and the end of 2016, my singular focus is going to be, say, fat loss breakfast, right? Whatever that one thing is that you pick, imagine how much easier it would be for you after 122 days of practice. And you might be in a place where you just need simplicity. You need to say, okay, between now and the end of the year, my only fat loss focus is this one thing, you know, having a fat loss friendly breakfast or limiting my carbs to my dinner time meal. Whatever it is, it would be so much easier after 122 days of practice. But to do this, I need you to ditch the perfection attitude, that fantasy. Instead of seeing things as how they maybe could be in this perfect world, see them as they are. Focus on reality. And if you're thinking 122 days, oh my gosh, that's so much, I can't do it. Do today. That's all you can do at once is do today. Do your best today. And then tomorrow you have another chance to practice. And let's think about this beyond food for a second. I shared with you guys that I recently started playing racquetball. I'm not good, but I recently started playing racquetball. And let's say that between now and the end of the year, I say I'm going to practice racquetball every day. Now, I can guarantee that in 122 days, I'm going to miss a few days. I might be out of town. I might be injured. I might just not feel like it. Is that okay? Yes, that's reality. Accept reality as it is and let go of the fantasy. Does missing a few days mean that I won't benefit from 100 days of practice just because it's not 122? No. Of course I will benefit. 100 days of practice is amazing. Do you know how much better I would be after 100 days of practice? Would all days be great practice? No. Does it matter? No. Would some days straight out suck? Yeah, probably. In fact, I can expect that some days will just straight up suck. It doesn't matter. That's reality, right? That's just reality. You're not going to have perfect practice every single day, but if you say, this is the thing I'm focusing on for the next 122 days, or if you're listening to this podcast and it happens to be 110 days till the end of the year, commit to practice on something that you know you need to improve, something that's hard for you and you want it to be easier, say, hey, that is the one thing that I am going to attempt to practice every single day. And I am going to bring my best effort to that pursuit every single day between now and the end of the year. Imagine how much easier it would be after 122 days of practice. Maybe, like I said, maybe your thing is fat loss breakfast. And for 122 days, you are going to practice a fat loss breakfast no matter what. You are going to bring your best effort to that. It doesn't mean it's going to be perfect. It doesn't mean that every day's practice is going to be an A, your best effort. No, it's going to vary. But it will be so much easier after weeks of practice, right? And if you don't know what I mean by a fat loss breakfast, I will link to some of the episodes where I've talked about that over in the show notes at primalpotential.com. Now, the next one, and this is an option for you ladies who are listening. If you want to capitalize on the rest of the year and really make the most of the few months we have left before we go into 2017, if you want to go into 2017 feeling like, I am changed. I am no longer struggling with those same things that held me back before. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm doing, and I'm actively making progress every single day. You could go to Ascend, right? Most of you have heard me mention that I am hosting the very first ever Primal Potential Transformation Weekend. And the reason I'm doing it is because I've talked to so many of you who feel like, I know what to do, but I don't know how to do it, right? I know I want to change, but I'm struggling every day to do the work, and I don't really know how to kind of talk myself into that consistency. I don't know why I'm getting in my own way, and I don't know why I put off doing the work. I don't know why I make excuses and exceptions, but I don't want to anymore. So I've created this small event to do things that I can't do on the podcast, really focus on you and what's going on with you. And one of the things that I think is kind of most exciting about this event is that in the 4 weeks before the event, we are going to work together to really collect as much information as possible on you, on how you spend your days, what drives your choices, what drives your excuses, the arguments you use, what your goals are, and what your common struggles are, what your biggest hurdles are. And then we are going to do some super intense, serious work together on you in Nashville, November 4th and the 5th. And I feel 100% comfortable saying you will leave transformed. You'll connect with other motivated, inspired, like-minded women who want more from their life and for their goals. But more than that, you will leave changed with your personalized action plan, having jump-started your work, having annihilated, completely eliminated the barriers in your way, identifying the lies you tell yourself, and not just being aware of them, but getting rid of them because you now understand in a totally new and different way when they come up, what the actual truth is. If you want to make the most of the rest of this year, I can promise you that going to Ascend for you ladies out there will be a huge part of that. I know that I'm making bold statements and I've said it before. I'm 100% comfortable with that because I am pouring myself into this event more than I have any project I have taken on maybe ever. So if you want to get a ticket, we have some left. I would imagine that we will be sold out here in the next couple of weeks. Well, it depends on how many of you do it, but I would say we got another couple of weeks of ticket sales before it's full. But you can go to primalpotential.com/ascend, A-S-C-E-N-D, to get your ticket. Or if you have questions and you're like, I need to know more about this, shoot me an email and let's talk about it, because I know that is one of the best ways to really make the most of the rest of this year and go into 2017 knowing that you are changed, knowing that the battles are largely behind you because you've done the hard work, really intensely focusing on your journey, not just theory, not just learning, but true application. I want you, no matter what you decide, whether you go to Ascend or not, I want you to leave the fantasizing, the wishing, the planning, the hoping behind. And I want you to start doing. In any way, I want you to capitalize on the time we have left. It's going to fly by, and I don't want you with any regrets. I don't want you wishing that you had done more. I want you to do what you can with what you have right now. Right now. There's no reason to keep waiting. What can you do today to move in the direction of your goals? This is time we're not going to get back, and we've had enough of wishing we had done more with the time that we have. Let's stop wishing for it and let's start taking action. And it doesn't mean you have to be perfect, and it doesn't mean that every choice has to be a good choice. It means you have to look at, hey, this next choice that's coming my way, what can I do to make the most of it? What can I do to move in the direction of my goals? So hopefully some of these strategies will be really helpful to you. I know you can go into 2017 in a better place than you ever have before. I know that the people who are going to Ascend are on a rocket ship to personal growth, transformation, the body they love, the mindset that serves them and helps them reach their highest potential. And I think that the note card exercise can be a really powerful one for those of you that decide to do it. I'm doing it. I'm excited about it. I've been doing it for a few days now, and it's been really, really great for me. So hopefully some of you guys will put that into action as well. Either way, the time is going to fly by, and you can capitalize on every day, or you can miss out on an opportunity to create the life you want, to create a happiness that you deserve, moment by moment, choice by choice. Let's wrap up with what I ate yesterday. Coffee, 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 coffee. I was on the road a bit in the morning, and then didn't feel much like going and getting groceries. I had some stuff from the farmer's market. I had some local sausage and some local goat milk cheese, and just had like sort of a charcuterie plate with some local carrots and some cheeses and some sausage cut up, or it was kind of more like salami, but I think I also had some sausage. Oh yeah, because I had a leftover cabbage salad. I took a head of red cabbage and chopped it up with some green onions and some carrots, and then I sort of modified the Nom Nom Paleo recipe for the carrot ginger dressing, put some ginger root and some carrots, some apple cider vinegar, some olive oil in the blender, poured that over the cabbage, had the leftovers of that with that sausage. That's what it was. And then, honestly, I was too tired to do much in the evening time, didn't feel like a big meal, so I sauteed some farmer's market tomatoes and onions and ate that and was totally satisfied and went to bed early because I needed it. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. We will be back soon with another one. Until then, stay in touch and let me know how I can help you reach your goals. Have a great day.
Are you ready to move beyond listening and learning and really change your life? Really live into your highest potential instead of just wishing for it and hoping something clicks? I want to do that with you. And that's why this fall, I'm hosting the first ever Primal Potential Women's Transformation Weekend, Ascend, in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, November 3rd through the 5th. It will be a small group, but you can get your ticket and learn all the details at primalpotential.com/ascend or by listening to episode 203 of the Primal Potential podcast. Here's what I know. Ascend will change your life, and I would love to have you join me. See you this fall.